Facebook page, so you can take a look at it there as well. Right now, though, we are speaking in terms of the headaches that many parents are going to be facing over the next few days. As we know, the pens down parties have become a norm for matrix as they end their examinations and bid farewell to their fellow matric friends. And like you know, and we've mentioned over the weekend, things got off to a rough start as matric celebrations ended in tragedy at Clifton's popular Fourth Beach when a 16-year-old boy was stabbed and killed. But to give us some comments this morning, we are joined online from the Western Cape Education Department, and it's Brona Hammond. Brona, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning to your listeners, and apologies about before.
Not a problem. Now, it seems like, you know, the department tries to drive home the message each year that matriculants must celebrate responsibly, but it certainly is difficult curbing these incidents, isn't it?
Yes, you know, all we can do as a department is try and instill the behaviours, the moral values in our learners and you know, through our life orientation curriculum, talk about the dangers of excessive alcohol use, you know, substance abuse and so forth. And then obviously, you know, the rules and regulations and laws of the road. So, you know, every time our matriculants go on leave, we do warn them, you know, to celebrate responsibly. Obviously, it's a time of celebration. One can understand that. But, you know, there's just certain things that we, you know, they should do, and you know, do not drink excessively if they're over the age, and ensure that they have a responsible driver that hasn't been drinking. You know, buckle up, and you know, try and avoid the roads in busy areas. Even so, unfortunately, you know, every year we do hear of incidents at these parties. You know, there's a lot of learners that come together to celebrate, and sometimes things do get out of hand, unfortunately.
Mm. Now, have you identified hotspots, you know, where possible parties could be taking place? And are you engaging, you know, with police to make sure that these areas are perhaps better monitored?
Well, there's the usual big matric rage parties that they call in areas such as Hermanus or Pierce Bay. Previously in the past, we saw quite a few incidents. I know that Pleasantbrook Bay organizers have really cracked down in terms of responsible drinking and trying to ensure that learners stay contained in certain areas and are not drinking and driving. So they've really tried their hardest, but obviously, you know, you can't always predict what is going to happen at these parties, especially when substances are involved.
Now, Brona, having mentioned substances, of course, it is a major concern at these parties. Usually we see, you know, dominated by drug and alcohol abuse. And within the current context of sexual violence, I mean, learners place themselves at serious risk. What exactly is your message to parents, you know, ahead of these pen-down parties?
Well, I don't even think, you know, we should just be concentrating on the pen down parties, because it's throughout all the grades. You know, we've seen substance abuse in learners and even in the primary schools. And I think, you know, and sometimes they're getting these habits from their parents themselves, which is the saddest thing about it. You know, so I think it's about communities, parents that are responsible to keep an eye out on their children and their behaviors throughout their schooling career. You know, look at who they are hanging out with. You know, look at the signs of depression or anxiety. We do have a Safe Schools hotline, 0800 45 46 47, that parents and both learners can utilize in terms of getting counseling support or advice or referral to further agencies. We also address it, as I said, in the life orientation curriculum. So I think it's just looking at the signs of your children, you know, knowing where they are at all times. Mm-hmm. We're also heading into the very busy festive season. And at this stage, you know, many learners are at home. Parents are still at work. You know, they don't have the same amount of leave days as one does in the holiday period, unfortunately. But the fact is that some of our learners are left uncared for. And we are doing our own holiday programs during this holiday period, which does also talk about these kind of issues such as substance abuse, gangsters and so forth, and fun activities. But the aim is to keep them off the streets and not doing stuff that they shouldn't be getting up to unsupervised. But so we just want every community member, not just parents, but every community member in the Western Cape, to just keep an eye out for our children over this period. You know, they are vulnerable, and, you know, it's all up to all of us to ensure their safety.
Certainly. Now, Brona, one of our listeners messaged in to actually ask why end-of-year class parties have been stopped at schools as well. I believe it's even in primary schools. Are you aware of this? Has there been any talk with regards to it?
Well, this year, many of our grade 7s have like a class prom or a dance. Then obviously you have your matric dance parties. There's always been issues with this because, you know, what about, you have learners that are paying, you know, 300 rand for a ticket or sometimes I've heard of over excess of 1,000 rand for a ticket. They get their dresses, sometimes, you know, these expensive cars, the nails, the hair, it should be a fun class party, but it shouldn't become an expense, especially when you have learners in the class that cannot afford it, and you have others that can, and it is quite unfair to those people. But then it also is quite upsetting for a principal where parents cannot afford to pay school fees, which should be the parents' first priority every year. They can then splash out on other stuff. So, yes, we've seen quite a big increase in schools actually saying that they've cancelled the class parties because of the financial constraints both on parents and the schools. And it just is a sign, I think, of our economic times at the moment, but also the frustration of our schools in terms of collecting school fees. You know, today we always have issues with parents going to schools and the schools not giving the report cards.
Yes.
The school has to issue a report card to parents. They cannot do so because the parent hasn't paid school fees, but many of the schools are actually just wanting the parents to come in and speak to them. They can make an arrangement to pay for the school fees. You can imagine, you know, a parent arriving in a Mercedes-Benz at a school, but they won't pay 1,000 rand for the whole year's school fees. It's very frustrating when the school is actually needing that so that they can make the environment that their own child is studying and learning in a better quality education institution. And then, you know, the amount of some of the schools, up to 80% of non-collection of school fees at some schools. And these are schools that are already struggling. You know, we have had so many financial budget cuts in this province in terms of education and because of national budget cuts. And it's going to get even tougher for us. So, we know that it's also tougher for parents. You know, I think every parent out there needs to start readjusting their budgets to actually look at what should be prioritized. And they should be helping those schools, especially the fee-paying schools, where they get a lower quintile national allocation in terms of funds. And they actually really, really do need your support in terms of paying those fees.
Absolutely. Well, Brona, we thank you for joining us this morning. We do appreciate your time on the matter.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say that those that cannot afford it, that can qualify for exemption, that is obviously understandable, and they can apply for a fee exemption if they are within those requirements.
Certainly. Well, Brona, thank you so much for that. We do appreciate it this morning.